Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Mike Bellagio podcast. Okay, just want to say a few things. Haven't been on here for a long time. Today's the last day of freedom. Obviously, transition of power. Got new president. I'm not gonna say anything, but I just want to say that with President Trump, for 4 years, we didn't have no new wars, taxes were lower, veterans were taken care of, people on Social Security were taken care of, Medicaid people can keep their doctors, the VA was taken care of. They gave Trump 91 approval rating. The country was good. His only mission was to make America great again and to try to help people, small and big, So I think the media did a lot to make him look bad, and the media did a lot to crucify him, really, So I just want to thank the president for doing a good job for 4 years. Now we got Democrat in office now. I mean, what's gonna happen? I mean, are we gonna have a new war? Are we gonna deal with food shortages? Are we gonna be the bend over buddies of the world, where everybody could just fuck us over? Or are we still gonna be the leaders of the free world? Now we got Democrat in office. What the fuck is gonna happen, I remember when Obama was in office, I was, constantly seeing people getting heads chopped off by ISIS on CNN and all this fucking shit, And, there were mad Muslims attacks, shooting up the Navy recruiting centers, the Marine centers. There was a lot of Muslims attacks, and in Orlando they were shot. They shot the club up. It's a lot of things going down, man, when Obama was in. Obama said that America is not a Christian nation no more, and so on. So I didn't agree with that because the founding fathers, this country used to please God at one point. Now it's only like, I don't know. It's going back into the hands of the Democrats. So, you're gonna see war with Russia. You're gonna see China bullying us around. Democrats are gonna undo everything Trump did as far as like the tariffs and as far as like being tough on China, They were making $500 billion a year on us as far as before Trump got there. So now I guess they're gonna go back to that shit now, So I don't know, man. You just feel like the country's getting robbed, and you just feel, like, I don't know, man. You just hope Trump runs again for 2024, but that's probably not a possibility anymore. But I just want America to prosper, That's all, man. I want all nations to prosper. And it's, we know that these people that are running for president and people that he's appointing for jobs, they're all corrupted. They're all getting paid by the CCP or getting paid by some foreign governments or, to infringe on our way of life. Can't even speak no more. Can't even say nothing no more. They want to fucking take your videos down on YouTube, and, they want to do all this crazy shit now. So it's like, can't say nothing no more, man. This is a free country, man. This ain't no fucking communist country, But I just wanted to just say a few things and just speak my mind, and I'm just gonna live my life and not really focus on politics and this crazy mess that we're in. And, you know, I'm just going to just focus on me and just talk on things that I feel, you know, and post things that I feel. And that's it, you know. Well, thank you for listening to the Mike Bellagio podcast, and thank you for listening to the show. And please like, subscribe. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, I'm not on Twitter, I'm not on Facebook, I'm on Signal, I'm not on WhatsApp. I think it's you know, it's our time to, you know, show big tech, you know, who's boss. And, you know, so yeah. Well, thank you for listening. Have a good day. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's Mike Bellagio. Thank you for tuning in to the Mike Bellagio podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and so on. Okay, the reason why I'm coming up with this episode today is because lately I've been seeing a lot of number sequences, like 1111, 111, 444, 333, and so on. 1010, 1011, 222, 555. I've been seeing a lot of number sequences, and I've been seeing it all my life, really. And a few years ago, I was seeing it a lot too, you know, like 1111, and I was just like, what is it about? What, why is these numbers contacting me? Like, why, you know? And I started doing some research, and it's saying that the universe is trying to connect with you or contact you or trying to show you something in that time and place when you do see these number sequences. So, you know, I started doing a lot of research, and it means like you're stepping into greater reality. You're in a shift of consciousness. Like your conscience is on another level. So these number sequences, it's like they're trying to contact you. It's like a doorway for like 60 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, you know? 1111 looks like a doorway, like when you look at it, like in and out, out and in. You know, I'm not real big on the whole astrology thing, and you know, but sometimes it just fascinates you to understand the magnitude of things and how they work and why they work and why this is happening and why am I seeing this. And, you know, you want to ask yourself and ask, you know, talk to God and, you know, seek a higher power, like, God, what's going on in my life, or why am I seeing these things, like, you know? And you got to try to, you know, tap in to what the universe or what God is trying to show you, you know? So they say the first earth is heaven. The first heaven is earth. The second heaven is the stars, and the third heaven is the holy of all holies, right? So, you know, you just try to figure out, you know, why this is going on in my life. And, you know, a lot of other people see 1111 and 111 and all these number sequences, and, you know, they feel like no one understands them. You know, they feel very different from others. You know, everybody that I know that sees these numbers, or that I read comments on YouTube, or they all say that they feel different than other human beings. Or they feel like they're like stepping into their calling, or they're on the right path of creativity. Or, you know, we're all little creators, you know, we're all little creators, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can create good and we can create bad. But I don't know if these numbers are bad. I don't know, you know.
So they could be a number sequence for good or bad. I really don't know, in all honesty. I don't know. But I remember when my grandmother was alive, and she used to say 11:11 a lot. I say, "Grandma, what time is it?" She's like, "11:11." And I'm like, "Oh shit," And then when I start thinking back, I'm like, "Man, my grandma was telling me about this, and my grandma was like, telling me what time it is, and I would say 11:11, like unconsciously knowing." And now that I'm seeing these number sequences throughout my whole life, it just makes me think back to my grandma. Like, I had to tell my grandma, like, "What time is it? Get what I is?" Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. Maybe it's some luck. Maybe it's an angel calling you, or maybe because you're on your path, or something. It means something. It's got to mean something, but don't know, man. I've just been seeing it so much lately, man. 11:11, 1:11, 11:11, 1:11, 11:11, 1:11. It's like every time I look at my phone, it's like 1:11, 11:11, like 9:11. And it's just weird, man. It just creeps me out sometimes. But if you feel like this, if you feel like what I'm going through, or if you feel like what I'm saying is right, or if you just feel like, let me know. I'm on YouTube. Hit me up on YouTube, Mike Bellagio. I'm on Signal. I'm on Instagram. Probably not for too long, but let me know what you think. What's up, guys? Thank you for joining in, ladies and gentlemen, in the Mike Bellagio podcast. I just wanted to say a few things. A lot of changes going on in the world and in social media and big tech. I just want to talk about YouTube for a moment. YouTube actually took down one of my videos. Had a video just indicating some things. I'm not gonna get into it, but just had a video indicating some things, just like normal people talk or share their opinion. And had like two of my videos get taken down. They gave me a warning, and then I had a strike, so can't really post on YouTube for like a week. But like, I don't really got a lot of subscribers anyway. I only have like 150 subscribers, so maybe close to that. But it's just weird, because like, seems like people are getting silenced. Seems like people are getting their YouTube channels purged, for being pro-Trump, or for being having conservative values, or talking against the government, or talking against politicians, or talking about against politicians that they go into politics and public service, and all of a sudden they're fucking millionaires, and how the fuck they get that money. A lot of people join politics for fortune and fame. They were nobody before they joined politics, and then they become president, and then they get all this money, and then they get all these foreign elites, or foreign world leaders. Start sending them money through their foundations or whatever, and then they implement laws for them to infringe on our rights and the way we live. Sorry about that. Trying to figure out where that noise is coming from. But yeah, YouTube, big tech, I think it's time for us to let them know what time it is, let them know who's real boss, and what we're, because we're the product for their services, So if we're not the product for their services, they won't have any services no more, as far as I know. So I think it's time for us to take charge and to let big tech know that they can't censor people and silence the president and do stuff like that, because think about what else they got planned for us, you know? Think about what else they got planned for us. If they could do that to the president and silence these small YouTubers and stuff, it's like, it's just crazy. It's just getting out of hand. They don't silence like CCP on Twitter, or they don't silence like Antifa or, you know, on Twitter, or they don't silence, you know, people that are like promoting violence and harassment and bullying. They don't silence those people, but they silence people that are exposing those people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had a video about saying something about like sex trafficking and Jeffrey Epstein, and they took down my video. Like, so I guess they're protecting pedophiles then, you know? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what the fuck is really going on? A lot of the news networks, the whole bunch of them protected pedophiles. You know, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC. They protect pedophiles. They protect that shit, you know? You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't really watch like mainstream news anyway. You know what media stands for? Multi-ethnic destruction in America. That's what the media stands for, okay? Multi-ethnic destruction in America. Okay? So that's the media for you. You know? They put everybody in a trance. They make everybody think, you know, all these bullshit lies or whatever the hell their agenda is. And, you know, they go with it. They go with the flow. They make people think this. They make people think this. And, you know, they get people divided. So, yeah, there you go. But YouTube needs to stop fucking picking on small YouTubers. And, you know, they need to be looking at people that are promoting, like, transgender shit. Like, they need to be looking at people that are causing gender problems. Like, you know, look at that guy Charlie something. That guy, that's like a guy that's like dressed like a woman, and he's got like all these young kids dressing up like girls and putting makeup on him. Like, you know, why don't you fucking ban that shit? Like, you know, why fucking ban my channel when I'm trying to expose these pedophiles and these sex trafficking operations? But then they got people on YouTube dressing up like girls, having young boys put makeup on and put makeup on them girls' faces. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys are causing cross-gender problems and identification problems as far as like with these kids and all these transgenders on YouTube or whatever the fuck, you know? I mean, I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Dress, putting makeup on boys and having them put makeup on transgender guys, the fuck out of here, you know? So that shit like that needs to be taken down. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like my videos. But either way though, YouTube needs to stop censoring, stop that bullshit censorship. They need to stop that shit because, you know, I've been on YouTube since 2014, and you know, I'm not even big, so it's like, you know, my channel is harmless. So either way though, you know, they need to chill with the censorship, or I'm gonna just take my talents to Rumble. That's it. I'm gonna take my talents to Rumble. And if you didn't know, Rumble, if you go on the App Store, Rumble is actually the new YouTube. And they say you can actually get way more subscribers than YouTube, than the actual people being on YouTube for so many years. So I'm probably just gonna take my talents to Rumble and just see how that goes, you know? But besides that, man, I'm just gonna keep pushing hard and just keep doing what I love to do, right? Well, if you don't know me, or if you're not subscribed, look up the Mike Bellagio channel on YouTube. Check my music out on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, and so on. I'm an independent artist. I'm a Navy veteran. You know, I'm a father. I'm a husband. I'm a friend. you know, I try to please the Lord as much as I can. But, you know, if you want to tune in and watch, look me up, man. All right. Take it easy. Have a blessed day. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining in and tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike Bellagio podcast. I just had a few words to say, a few thoughts on my mind. So I was just thinking, you know, if they cheated for Biden to win this election, what makes you think it's going to happen in 2024? They're going to cheat for Biden again. They're going to use the Dominion voting system. They're going to use a systematic software that they use from Venezuela or whatever the fuck. And they're going to cheat us again. They're going to cheat us. And shit's going to be real scary if Biden is going to be in there for 8 years. Can you imagine? Remember, Obama had like a 16-year plan. 8 years Obama, 8 years Hillary. So think about it. You know, they lost 4 years with Trump. They couldn't really do nothing with their agenda. You know, so now they're going to have to hit the overdrive button. So that's all I had to say. You know, if they cheated for Biden, they're going to cheat again on the next election. Hopefully Trump runs again, you know. Pray Trump runs again. But they're going to cheat, man. A lot of more craziness is going to come. More terrorist attacks, and you know, but just think about it. If they cheated this election, they're gonna cheat again, you know. So we gotta be strong and resilient. Be strong. It's just crazy, man. You know, it's just crazy that all, like, some of these states were saying that there's no election fraud. There's no election fraud. And then, you know, the algorithm is just like switching the votes for Biden. And if you voted for Trump, it switched to Biden or whatever the hell, something like that. And, you know, they're going to cheat for him again. So let's all be prepared and let's all pray to the mighty Lord. And the God will give us a good candidate for the people. All right. Amen. And let's be strong. All right. If you like what I'm saying, please listen to the podcast. There's more episodes. Bye.